In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Gender gap alert. A report says home ownership is more profitable for single men than for single women. We'll sort this out in a moment.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A new analysis by housing data firm RealtyTrack finds that homes owned by single men on average are valued 10% more and have appreciated 16% more since purchase than homes owned by single women. Here to explain this one is Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President at RealtyTrack. Darren, that 16% difference in appreciation works out to about a $10,000 gain in value. So the longer single men and women own homes, the wider the gender gap gets. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, that 16% gap in appreciation. And I really think that's the key here that shows that, you know, single men homeowners are not just getting a head start because they may make higher, higher wages, but they're accelerating their benefit of home ownership over women, honestly, that $10,000 is 16%, because the homes that they're purchasing are, and we don't know all the reasons why, but for a variety of reasons, those homes are appreciating at a faster pace than the homes owned by women. And when we look at that, when we just separate out homeowners who have owned their homes for more than 15 years, that gap is wider. Instead of that 16% gap, you see a 21% gap in the appreciation piece, and it goes from $10,000 to $36,000 in terms of that dollar figure. And that's real money, you know, that folks are gaining. And that's the difference. The $36,000 is the difference between on average what single men homeowners are gaining in appreciation versus what single women homeowners are gaining.
That is huge. Obviously, the question, Darren, is why the gender gap in home values?
Well, I think the first in home values, that's an easier question to answer because it would make sense given that the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a 19% gap in average wages between men and women, and of course that varies across markets, but nationwide, that women will tend to have less buying power and will be purchasing lower value homes, and so that is something that we saw very consistently across most states, although there were actually a couple exceptions, Massachusetts being the primary one, where the value of homes owned by single women were actually higher than those owned by single men. So that was really expected, and I think it just ties directly back to the buying power, which is based on the income factor and the gap in wages.
Well, you mentioned Massachusetts as an exception. What are some of the markets in the U.S. with the biggest housing gender gap?
Well, in terms of that value gap, which is the first piece of it, the biggest value gap is actually the District of Columbia was number one with a 14% value gap, followed by Florida, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Texas, and Alabama. All of those had a double-digit or more value gap, which is important. But actually, I think what's more important in terms of this gender gap is that appreciation gap. And the biggest, when we look at, that's that 16% gap we saw in the percent of appreciation gained. And the biggest gaps there where women were the furthest behind were West Virginia, Wisconsin, Alabama, Maine, and Minnesota in terms of falling behind on home price appreciation.
Is there any reason for these particular states that you know of?
Not that I know of, and this is something we're going to continue to dig into. We just based this on our data. I would suspect that this does somewhat tie to, there's a correlation between the wage gap in these states is likely bigger, at least in some of them, than the national average, and that's putting women homeowners further behind the eight ball in terms of appreciation. And the question of the appreciation is really key, and I think it I think there's a bit of a self-fulfilling or a downward cycle here in terms of, because women can afford a lower value home, often, this is not always the case, but often the lower value homes are in the types of neighborhoods and areas that are going to appreciate slower, and so they're basically kind of behind the eight ball on two counts there.
Darren, the survey also found single women tend to own homes in areas with a higher crime rate. Is that accurate?
Yeah, at least nationwide. It wasn't consistent across every state, but we looked at the prevalence, the per capita presence of registered criminal offenders, and for zip codes where women, single women homeowners outnumbered single men homeowners, we saw a higher per capita rate across the country. It wasn't consistent across every state, but that was something that points to the fact that, at least in some cases, because of their lower buying power, women may have to sacrifice and buy in neighborhoods that are a little bit lower quality and may appreciate at a slower rate than men.
Well, Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President at Realty Track, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
No problem. Thank you, Charlie, as always.
And listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, got an Android device? Look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.